he must cooperate with regional bodies and institutions like the SADC and the African Union.
When you say that the association is looking for long-term solutions, what are some of the long-term solutions?
The solution really will be where you see that there are democratic elections without fear or favor, no violence in Zimbabwe, and people live freely. That will be the long-term solution, where the constitutional reforms are done and are completed, and we can have elections on a fertile ground.
In the last meeting in Livingstone, Zambia, SADC took a stronger stance on Zimbabwe. What is your take on this?
That's one of the stances that we really compliment. It was stronger than any other call that they had made on President Mugabe. So they should press on and make sure that all these are done.